I still have CPTSD. And the whole truth was that I had this like neurological injury that makes me sort of short circuit under a certain kind of stress, where my left front cortex isn't working properly. I can't reason properly. I misjudge things. A little slight may feel like a relationship ending event, and any self-respecting woman would cut it off right now. And so I would just do these horrible mistakes and shoot my mouth off about things, and it would feel right in the moment. And gradually through my healing, I learned to surround myself with wise people who could help me interpret reality and sort of recover my perception and my red flag detector and get a realistic sense of, is it just me or was this somebody else? And most things are a combination. And I got to have the experience over and over again. Let's focus on what I can change, whether it's to stop hanging out with those people or to hold my tongue when I'm feeling very emotional till I've had a chance to think it through or maybe talk to somebody I trust. My life went from a struggle that I think was doomed to turn out badly to a life full of possibility and fulfillment and good things. It's still hard. I still have CPTSD. It's hard sometimes, but I know what to do when it's upon me. I know what to do.